Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
I think we all know that technology is changing the way people invest. Whether you're a multi-million dollar investor or just starting out, Betterment is the smart answer to the question, how should I manage my money? Powered by smarter technology and personalized for your financial goals, Betterment automatically manages your investments and minimizes taxes, all for a fraction of the cost of traditional financial services. You just set it and forget it. With over 95,000 customers and $2.3 billion under management, Betterment is a smarter, easier way to invest. Isn't it time you use smarter technology to build your wealth? Sign up today and receive up to 6 months free. Get full terms and conditions at betterment.com/podcast. Betterment, investing made better. So sign up for your free trial at betterment.com/podcast. That's betterment.com/podcast.
To ask Paula a question, just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
This week, we're going to take some calls and answer some questions. You know, there's an old Hollywood saying that some of the best stuff is left on the cutting room floor. Well, when we record our show, sometimes we talk way too long and we don't have enough room for everything. So I've gone to the vault and picked out some never-before-heard clips just for you. I've got all my hosts from Season 1 helping out with the answers, and I really think you're going to like it. So let's get started. Eric!
Yes?
Hey, this is Paula Deen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. I just got through reading your little letter that you wrote to me.
And oh, yeah?
Yes, about you watching the episode entitled My Grandma's Kitchen. And
right.
It reminded you of your precious granny, too.
Yeah, it sure did.
Oh, my goodness. And you lost her a year ago.
Yeah, she had fought cancer for a few years.
Oh.
And lost her in January a year ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Grandmothers can be so important in one's life.
They are, and I'll tell you, sometimes they're close as your parents, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I so get it. You know, my mother died a young woman. She was just 44 years old. But her mother, my grandmother Paul, lived to be 91. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I had her a lot longer than I had my mother. And she meant an awful lot to me. And she and my grandfather Paul were in the restaurant and lodging business. And she taught me just about everything I knew about cooking. And there was nothing she couldn't tackle, from a big old sea turtle down to a filet mignon steak. You know, there was she was fabulous.
Yeah.
So are you still cook a lot, even you don't have your granny?
Yeah, I still cook a lot. I'm about 40 years old. Well, I am 40 years old. And a few years ago, I decided to try to go to culinary school.
Did you?
And, yeah, I did that because I'd always wanted to. And then I sort of changed my degree over to, like, web programming.
Uh-huh.
But I still love to cook. I mean, it's a hobby. I just didn't know if I could do it as a career or not.
Well, it's not as easy as it looks, Eric.
Right.
When you make your living in the restaurant business, I truly think it's one of the hardest businesses you can choose to go in.
Right.
Because you're only as good as your last meal.
Yeah.
And it's tough, you know, hiring the right people and keeping them, you know, that can be tough. So, because as much as I wanted to, I couldn't do it all by myself.
Right.
You have to depend on a lot of other people. So,
yeah.
I think you made the right choice, Eric, because you can always cook as a hobby. And electronics is never going away. Never, ever.
Well, I hope food don't either.
No, that's not going to go away either. But I think you would enjoy it a lot more just doing it as a hobby.
Right, I think so.
And, you know, I tell everybody, I meet so many young people that want to go to culinary school. And, you know, I tell them, I said, well, I hope your mother and daddy don't spend a penny on culinary school until you've worked in a restaurant.
Wow.
Because you don't know. You don't know the reality of it. You know, you may get in there and hate it. So that's the only way to find out is just jump in it and see if it's really for you.
Yeah, and that's what I did. And they made us work hard, too, in a culinary
school. Yes. Yes, yes.
It was no joke, that's for sure.
Did you get your degree?
No, actually, I'll be graduating next spring.
Well, congratulations. What do you do? What's your job?
I work as a computer help desk operator for Virginia Tech.
Wonderful.
And, yeah.
Are you married?
No, I have a significant other, but we're not married.
Well, good. Do you have any children?
No, I have a Jack Russell.
Oh, you sound like me. Are you a dog lover?
I am.
Oh,
I
gosh.
Am
I am such a sucker for animals. I'm so excited because for years I've just, you know, adored my pets. And so next month, my pet food line is coming out. It's hitting the stores next month.
Oh, wow.
Yes, treats and toys and food. And I have a golden doodle, I have a Havanese, and then I have a double doodle.
Yeah.
And
well, that's great.
Oh, I just adore those dogs. They're a lot of work. And
yeah,
a lot of trouble, but at the end of the day, when they jump up in bed with me and cover me with kisses, you know, it's just one of the best ways to end your hard-working day.
They have unconditional love, don't they?
They do. They do. And those little Jack Russells, they're spirited little dogs.
She is, even at 10 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
She still got it.
So you got any plans for your significant other?
Yikes.
I'm putting you on the spot, Anna. You don't have to answer that, baby. You don't have to answer that.
Okay.
I was getting a little too nosy.
Well, I'll just say this. He makes all the plans.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's a he.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
He actually bought me your dishes or your pots and pans.
Did he?
I think it was for Christmas or my birthday.
Oh, how wonderful. And what did he select for you?
It's just the pots and pans. They're sort of the eggshell colored, I think.
Kind of beige.
Yeah.
With the spots, and, with
great.
The dots.
No, they don't have the dots.
They don't. Okay.
Don't so.
Do they have a white inside or is it black?
It's dark inside.
Oh, okay. Well,
are they supposed to have a dot?
Well, I designed some pots and pans when I first started. Mm-hmm. And I rummaged around my house, and I love the old speckleware.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say speckleware?
I do.
Well, I just loved that. So when Meyer approached me, I said, is there any way we can reproduce this look? Mm-hmm. And so they put it to test, and it turned out looking like marble.
Wow.
And I said, no, that's not quite it. So they went back to the drawing board, and they tried it again, and they got some semblance, you know, of mm-hmm. that. But we really, really liked them. So we came out with a whole line of the speckleware and, you know, in all different colors. But you tell your significant other that he's got good taste.
I'll certainly do that. He also even took me on a trip to Savannah last year.
He took you to Savannah.
Yeah, we came down for 3 days.
Wonderful. Did you get to the restaurant?
I did, and it was great.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I feel like our call is coming and going, Eric. Are you getting
that? Really?
Yeah. Is it affecting you at all?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. Apparently, it's just on this end. But I just wanted to let you know before I hung up that we've just opened up about 2 months ago in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. There where Dollywood is located. So if you're ever up in that area, come by and see us.
I sure will. And I just want to thank you so much for all the wonderful programming and everything you've put out there, because it sure has been a blessing to me.
Well, you're so sweet, and I so appreciate you saying that. And I hope that since you said right now you were watching some vintage shows, apparently you joined the Paula Deen Network.
I did.
Oh, good. Well, I hope you're enjoying it. I have so much fun filming that. You know, we've just got an opportunity to not be quite as regimented as we were on television. So I thank you so much for joining our family. And if you ever need anything, just give me a call.
I sure will.
You don't?
And I sure appreciate that.
Okay. You got any questions before we hang up?
Well, the only question I really had, I was thinking, you know, about how when you started out your restaurant, the bag lady and everything, what
yes.
kept you motivated? Because I know you were probably about my age, and what kept you motivated to make such a change?
I was 42 years old, Eric, and I was in a 27-year marriage that I knew I did not have the capabilities of changing it and turning it around.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, I found myself 42 years old, with no talent, basically, no education, basically. And having said all that, I realized I was a pretty good cook. And I loved being in my kitchen. In fact, that was kind of my salvation, that 20-year ride I took with agoraphobia. And I loved it. So I said, I'm going to have to think about taking responsibility for myself and finding a way to make a living for my children and me. And the only way I can think of doing that, where I would be capable of making just as much money as a man would, I said, it's got to be through my food. And so I had $200. And that's what I started the bag lady with. And I had those two precious sons that didn't have a lot of direction, you know, how they wanted to do it. So, you know, I pimped them out into the office buildings, honey, selling mama's lunches. And,
oh, wow.
And it just, but what motivated me was fear. I had no parents, nowhere to turn. And I realized it was strictly up to me. So it was kind of life and death for me. You know, it was that serious. So I didn't play around. I didn't play around. I would not accept anything from me except my very best that I was capable of doing. So I put tremendous pressure on myself. But I knew that was kind of my last chance. I felt like it was my last chance. And when you feel that way, you're not going to pussyfoot around, honey. You're going to hunker down and get the job done.
That's good. That's the way I feel right now.
Yes, and God has blessed me. He does not meet. I don't have a day that he doesn't bless me. And I was so blessed in the fact that I had the physical strength to hold up to 14, 16, 18-hour days, 7 days a week.
Right. Wow.
Because, you know, that was what it took. Because I had to do the work. I had no money to pay anyone. So I was the only one that I knew would work for free. So that's what I did.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, you can always cater on the side, or, you know, do things like that. There's so many ways that you can enhance your hobby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought about that too.
Yes. You know,
I have so many great books in my family.
Do you? Well, honey, learn everything you can from them, Eric, and don't let any of them go to their grave that you don't have the way, the method in which they've done things. So many people are letting their older family members die and take these wonderful things with them. So get in the kitchen with them and say, show me. That's what I did with my grandmother. You know, I said, show me, Grandma. Show me how to do it. And she did. Well, that's great. And, you know, nobody can take those memories away from you.
That's right.
Well, listen, Eric, you have a blessed day. And I so thank you for that sweet letter that you took the time to send me. And,
you know,
I always send you love and best wishes, honey.
Thank you, and back at you.
Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think we can all agree that music is one of life's greatest pleasures. It has a tremendous power. It has the power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. And music also has the power to heal and has been used through centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress, and chronic pain stress. Now Michael Tyrrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies, y'all, were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. And now you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the very own comfort of your home or office. Right now, give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit wholetones99.com and get a free sample. Visit wholetones99.com today for your free sample. That's wholetones99.com. Again, wholetones99.com. What's in season this week? Well, it's one of my favorite vegetables. It's good old okra. I've never run up on anybody that didn't love good old fresh fried okra. But personally, I love it on top of a pot of fresh peas. Oh my goodness, it's so good and so good for you. So for What's in Season this week, all you have to do is go to pauladeen.com and read more about okra. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment, information, and educational programming. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Audible has more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. All you got to do is download and listen on an iOS device, Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, and other MP3 players. And the great thing is, unlike a streaming service, with Audible, you own your own books. And on top of that, Audible even has a 30-second rewind and a button-free mode that I just love. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/Paula and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy, y'all. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Paula. That's audiblepodcast.com/Paula. And get started today.
Good afternoon. Suzanne speaking.
Yes, may I speak with Catherine, please?
She's to lunch. Can I take a message?
Yes, would you tell her that Paula Deen called her, please?
Hold on. 1 minute. Hello, this is Catherine.
Well, hey, Catherine, you're at lunch.
Yes, that's all right, Miss Paula. I always... I'm always at lunch, but don't you worry about that. I'm always here for you.
Well, I won't keep you, honey, because lunch is very important.
Well, not nearly as talking to you.
Oh, well, you're so sweet. Well, I understand that you had a question for me.
I did. Your new kitchen setup, I loved your backsplash.
Thank you.
And nobody can figure out, you know, I live in Augusta, Georgia, and I've asked everybody. I even went to Mary's Trash and Church because I figured Brad might would know because they know you so well.
Yes.
And I went to every tile company, and nobody can figure out what that is.
Well,
what
honey,
is
it's
that?
Just a Subway tile.
A Subway tile. Well, honey,
yes.
It is beautiful.
Thank you. I love it. And it's kind of a funny, it's got a touch of green in it.
It does. It really
is.
Yes. It's real rich.
And, of course, the fireplace is tabby.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
With the shells in it.
Yes, ma'am.
So, but you ought to be able to find that tile easily, Catherine.
Okay. Well, I will tell. Now I'll be able to tell them what it is.
Yes, just
that
a Subway.
That was so wonderful.
Normal size.
We're happy with your new network. We're so happy that you're doing that.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
I have 10 girls right here that support you. We all support you very, very much.
Y'all are so sweet. Thank you. And I have so much fun filming for the network. I said we're not really as restricted as you would if you're on TV. And now, you know, Roku has come out with a device so you can watch it on your TV.
I know. I
yes,
love it.
And Amazon Fire.
Yes.
So it's just like TV now, and I'm so happy.
It's on Amazon Fire, guys.
Yes.
Well, that's a new one. I didn't know it's on Amazon Fire. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well
like y'all
said,
are
we
so
did.
Sweet.
Thank you so much, very, very much. Like I said, I met you one time at your restaurant. My husband and I came in, and we were talking actually to Jamie, and my husband said, my wife makes sure your mama's stuff low-fat. And he goes, there's no way. And you came out and met me. You go, what kind of girl makes my stuff low-fat? And you and I had a real long talk. But like I said, we all support you and think so much of you. And you just keep it up.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. And listen, you tell everybody in that office that I send them love and best dishes along with you.
Absolutely. I will.
Thank you. You're an angel.
Thank you, Ms. Paula.
Call me anytime. Call me anytime, girl.
I will. Thank you, girl.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye, baby.
This segment features my son, Bobby.
Hello.
Yes, this is Paula Dean calling for Linda, please.
One moment. Hello.
Hey, Linda, it's Bobby and Paula Dean, and you're on my podcast, girl. I'm returning your call.
My call?
Yes, or your email, your question that you had for me via email.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and you put your phone number on there, so I always like to talk in person versus, you know, the impersonal email stuff.
So this is really Paula Dean?
This is really Paula Dean. And
you
Bobby,
don't sound very excited.
That was Bobby, Linda.
Well, I was thinking this is a friend of mine who knows how much I adore you. It's me before. Oh, God.
This is really me. Ask me a question.
Ask you a question. Oh, my gosh.
So that I can prove I'm who I say I am.
Okay. What did you just open up recently? And where is it?
I just opened up Paula Dean's Family Kitchen in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Paula Dean, I tell you what, oh my gosh, wait till my friends hear this.
Oh, Linda, well, I wish there was some way you could record this, but...
Oh, I do too, but that's okay. Where are you at right now?
I am sitting here in a studio, an audio studio, with my son, Bobby. And Bobby joined me for today's podcast, and we're using this podcast time to catch up on some answers to different questions.
We're in Savannah, Georgia.
We're in Savannah, Georgia. Yes, Linda. I was... yes, I'm sorry.
Mother was being very specific.
Yes.
We're in a room.
In a room.
Together. Recording a podcast.
And I'm looking at my precious son with all his muscles.
Oh,
and his,
gosh. Aren't his... your sons wonderful?
Thank you.
Yes.
Bobby said, do hush. Or did you say, do go on,
I
Linda?
Keep going.
Well, listen, I do have a question for you because I've thought, oh, she would know the right thing to do on iron skillets.
Yes.
Well, now I have some old ones, and I haven't done properly with them and stuff. But I know you have to season them, and I did season. I found somewhere how to season them, and I did that. But I think I've done something wrong because it's not the on the bottom. It's not coated evenly.
Uh huh. On the outside or the inside, Linda?
On the inside. The outside,
okay.
I know it doesn't matter.
Okay. Here's what I would recommend. Do y'all ever build fires, or do you have a fire pit?
Well, no, but my nephew does.
Okay. I would, when they're really bad like that and they're not slick,
uh-huh.
I suggest putting them in a fire when you're burning your wood or
uh-huh.
Throw them in your fire pit, you know, turn it upside down so that fire can really
put it in there.
Yes, burn every bit of that stuff off.
Okay.
And if it's real bad, and I've had some really bad like that,
uh-huh.
And then after I take it out of the fire, I rub it down with a solid shortening,
uh-huh.
And then I just put it in my oven. And when I'm in my kitchen, I turn my oven on to like 250.
Okay.
And I just leave it in there for days. Days.
Really?
Every time I think about it, I'll cut my oven on and heat it.
Uh-huh.
And you need to keep rubbing it with solid shortening now, not all.
Use Crisco, okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And if you want to use the method that's super simple and you just forget about,
uh-huh.
Just rub it with solid shortening, throw it in a paper bag, you know, a brown paper bag like you get from the grocery store,
uh-huh.
And just throw it in a closet and pull it out every now and again. But if you really want to get it clean, throw it in that fire first.
I will do that. So then what do you recommend for after use, the best way to clean it? You know,
all you have to do, Linda, is get your water real hot.
Uh-huh.
And I just take, like, my dish rag. I still wash dishes using a cloth.
I do, too.
And I just wash it with that cloth. And then I put it on my stove. I turn my fire on, and I dry it completely out,
okay.
And I re-season it. It's important that you re-season those every time you use them.
Oh, okay. Now, see, I haven't done that at all. But don't use soap or anything in them.
No, I don't think soap's necessary unless you feel like it needs some extra. But I prefer to just use real hot water in a rag.
Okay. And see, I haven't seasoned them after every time I've used them, you know.
Well, I do it the lazy man's way now because mine are seasoned so well.
Yeah.
I just spray it with my nonstick.
Mm-hmm.
After I dry it out,
uh-huh.
I just give it a spray because I'm going to be using that same pan tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You got any questions for me, Linda?
Oh.
I'm joking.
Paula Deen to be your mom.
It's pretty incredible. But it's very high in fat and calories. it's delicious to be Paula Deen's son.
Well, it's delicious for Bobby to be my son.
Well, what just a lucky, wonderful family. How are you managing now since you were diagnosed as diabetic? Weren't
no,
you?
I don't have diabetes, Linda.
No, but your mom.
I was kidding. I was kidding. I knew you weren't talking to me.
I was, Linda, maybe 3 years ago now. That I announced that I had been diagnosed. And but I'm so happy to say that I'm doing so well. But I have to say, Linda, I'm diligent about my medications. And I go to the doctor every 6 months. And come hella high water, I take my meds at the same time every day as directed. And I just went in for my 6-month physical about 3 weeks ago, and my A1C came back 5.4.
That's wonderful.
So that is wonderful. That's of a regular person, you know?
It is.
But you just need to really have a close relationship with your doctor and stay on top of that. Because we're all different. You know, we're all different. And you might suggest to your doctor if one medicine's not working properly, which is what I did.
Uh-huh.
I asked if I could try another medicine. And she agreed, and the insurance covered it, so I switched over, and the results have been phenomenal for me.
That's great.
Well, Linda, we thank you very much. It's been nice to talk to you, and I'm glad that we were able to catch you by the phone.
I am too.
And please let me know, Linda, how the fire works on your badly, badly, badly abused...
I will.
Pots.
And when I get those fixed, I'll season them after every use.
Yes, after every use. And, you know, I know it works. If you get lazy like me, just spray it down.
Okay.
But that's after you get it good and seasoned and use it a good bit.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like cast iron. I've got to have a Teflon. I've got to have my cast iron. And then I've got to have my regular stainless steel.
Yeah.
Well, Linda, thank you very much. Good luck.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully we'll talk
again soon. Take care.
All right. Bye.
God bless and best dishes and love.
Thank you, Paula.
Thank you. Bobby, I've enjoyed you being here with me, and I hope all of y'all out there have enjoyed getting to know Bobby a little bit better. And we so love your questions, and we just love the opportunity to get out there and get in touch with you and talk with you. So I thank you, son, so much. Will you promise to come back?
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. I am really happy that you have a podcast now, because there are so many people out there that want to hear from you and know what's going on with you, and this is a great vehicle for that. So please have me back. Have Claudia in. I think you should do one with Jamie and Michael, and you've got such an interesting, eclectic group of friends around you. This podcast is going to be right up your alley.
I do. I said, our team, son, looks like a rainbow, and they're all so interesting. Everybody's got so much to bring to the table. And I would love for Claudia to come in one day, and let's just dedicate the show to, her life coaching.
Mm-hmm. Anytime.
Yeah, she's so interesting and
right.
So precious. And, you know, as always, my boys, Jamie, Bobby, my daughter-in-laws, Claudia and Brooke, we all send y'all love and best dishes. And thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, give somebody a hug today. Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
It's time again for Paula's Quick Tips.
Y'all, I got good news. You don't have to be on a beach today to enjoy this non-alcoholic take on a summer favorite. But my Paula Colada smoothie may just make you believe you're there. First, blend together 1 cup of frozen pineapple chunks, 1 cup of light coconut milk, 1/2 of a peeled banana, 1 tablespoon of honey, the juice of 1/2 a lime, and 2 cups of ice. Pour this refreshing mixture into glasses and garnish with shaved coconut, a sprig of mint, a little whipped cream, and a cherry. So if you really want to kick up the fun, why don't you add one of those paper umbrellas and a swirly straw to really bring that beach to you.
Today, you're going to learn to make an easy fruit salad with honey dressing. First, toss a sliced banana, avocado, and apple in fresh lemon juice. Combine this fruit in a bowl with a fourth of a cup of raisins, one drained 11-ounce can of mandarin oranges, and a fourth of a cup of chopped walnuts, and set it all aside. To make the dressing, combine one-third of a cup of honey, a fourth of a cup of both canola oil and orange juice, 1.5 teaspoons of poppy seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each of salt and mustard. Now you shake these ingredients until well mixed and pour over the fruit. It's a totally different take on fruit salad that I think your family and friends will love. I'd love for you to try my red wine braised beef short ribs. It's so easy to do, y'all. Just get out your Dutch oven, season your ribs with salt and pepper, a little oil in the bottom of your Dutch oven, and sear these for about 8 to 10 minutes. Take your ribs out, throw in you some onion, maybe 2 cups, 1/2 cup of chopped carrots, and 16 ounces of quartered mushrooms. Stir them around until the mushrooms release their liquid. Stir in 3 tablespoons of flour, then pour in 2 cups of chicken broth and 2 cups of red wine. And I always add 1 tablespoon of tomato paste and a few sprigs of rosemary. Cook this on high just for a few minutes, stirring it constantly. Then cover those ribs, bake them until they're tender. Yum! Whether you're looking for a guilt-free treat or a tasty way to start your morning, my berry parfait with coconut granola fits the bill, and it makes 2 servings. All you have to do is start by baking 1/2 cup of sweetened coconut flakes at 350 degrees until golden brown, about 3 to 5 minutes, and giving it a quick stir about halfway in between your baking time. Now mix the baked coconut with 1/2 cup of granola and set it aside. In each parfait glass, you'll want to add 1/4 cup of vanilla yogurt, followed by 1 tablespoon of honey, 1/4 cup of blueberries, and 2 strawberries that you've hulled and halved. Add 1/4 of the granola mixture to each glass and make another layer of each. And this is so good, y'all. Today, I'm going to teach all of you out there 21 and older how to make my famous whiskey punch. First, you're going to make a lemonade ice ring by freezing together lemon, lime, and orange rings, maraschino cherries, mint sprigs, and lemonade in a round mold. Now, in a punch bowl, stir 1 large can of frozen orange juice concentrate with 1 can of frozen banana daiquiri mix and 3/4 cup of lemon juice together. Now, slowly add 1 1/2 liters of ginger ale and remove the excess foam before stirring in 1/5 of whiskey. Add in the ice ring, and your guest will just love this tasty adult punch.
Join us each week for 5 super easy tips that'll make your life in the kitchen so much easier and more fun.
I think we all know that technology is changing the way people invest. Whether you're a multi-$1 million investor or just starting out, Betterment is the smart answer to the question, how should I manage my money? Powered by smarter technology and personalized for your financial goals, Betterment automatically manages your investments and minimizes taxes, all for a fraction of the cost of traditional financial services. You just set it and forget it. With over 95,000 customers and $2.3 billion under management, Betterment is a smarter, easier way to invest. Isn't it time you use smarter technology to build your wealth? Sign up today and receive up to 6 months free. Get full terms and conditions at betterment.com/podcast. Betterment, investing made better. So sign up for your free trial at betterment.com/podcast. That's betterment.com/podcast.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.